away we go on this Halloween morning, Thursday, October the 31st, 2019, 15 minutes past the hour, and here we go. It's Halloween. Who would you want to have on Halloween? Well, I'll tell you what, our guest today is a dear friend of this program, and no better guest to have on Halloween morning. And I follow him on Twitter, and he has been to some Halloween parties, so I know he is in the spirit of Halloween this year. He was one of Johnny Carson's favorites on The Tonight Show. He was one of David Letterman's favorites all through the years on his late night shows. He was a big favorite of Sally Jesse Raphael and so many of the other great talk shows over the history. He is a gem of a guy, one of the nicest people you'll ever want to meet. The world's foremost mentalist, the amazing Kreskin. Kreskin, happy Halloween.
Oh, I have to tell you this, Scott, is a very, today, this morning, is a very special, meaningful day, and will be one, I guess, I've referred to many, many times through the years, and it's, I'm glad to talk to you, but I know the viewers will want to know about it before they read about it or see it, what have you. I let you folks know late last night that I wasn't going to be able to do the show today because of an accident I had at an appearance I was making. But as it turns out, when the ambulance came and they had me sitting outside, I was at an appearance of Christy Brinkley. She has announced a wine named after her and what have you, and I was a very special guest in New York at this event. And it turns out that there was a crowd of people around, and it was a mob of people, and when it was over with, I thought, I've just got to get outside and get some fresh air and what have you. So I walked out into what was a blazing a rainstorm. Well, that's fine. I'm familiar with rain. As you can tell, Scott, I've been around long enough to know what rain is. So anyway, I turned around to go back in, and they hadn't told me that this giant door was suddenly closed, and all you really saw if you stood in front of it was the inside. You didn't see doors and what have you. And I ran to race in and slammed my entire face into the glass door. People screamed. They were afraid my glasses broke and blinded me. I lost sight in my right eye, but that has had a limited sight since I had an incident happen 2 years ago where a doctor, by mistake, almost severed my right eye during some treatment. And so my vision is low. But at the same time, there I am, disoriented, and not knowing what's going on, and the owner of the place said, we've got to get an ambulance. I said, let me just sit down. So we sat outside, but it was raining like anything, so they put me under a tarp, and the ambulance came, and the ambulance wanted to get me to a hospital and kept insisting. I said, no, please just let me stay here. And as it turns out, I was driven home, sat on a couch in my house until 5:30 this morning, and suddenly found that my eyesight was returning, and I could speak again. I wasn't able to speak all night, I said, I got to do the show. I would not, this fellow I've worked with too long a time, and now I can speak again. And here I am talking to Scott Spears, and my voice has come back, and it seems like things are well at this time, Scott. Well, this was my Halloween evening the night before.
Well, Kreskin, we were all worried because I knew you would not miss an appearance unless it was something serious. And when I heard this, I thought, geez, I hope Kreskin's okay.
Yeah, it was, I want to say the ambulance people were unbelievable. They said, Kreskin, we've got to get you to a hospital, because it turns out I slammed so hard that the right side of my face was paralyzed and swollen very much so, and my vocal cords were not functioning. But I'm really okay now, and I decided, Scott, I want your listeners to hear this. I'm going to take up drinking. I'm only joking. But it was one of those traumatic things that, you can't, and it was dark and outside, so I didn't realize that the door had closed and what have you. Some mentalist, I'll tell you. The interesting thing is, Scott, and of course Halloween is always a special time for me. there's a new book out, and it's dealing with written by Scott Spears, who edited a couple of books I've written in the past, and it's dealing with ghosts in the Quad Cities, and because his first writing about ghosts was like 20, 30 years ago, as he has a chapter in there, when I came to the university he was at, and they said, let's have a seance, and we went to a haunted house in the area. I'm not saying that I believe that there are actually visitations of ghosts, but certainly the things have taken place that we can't explain. And I held a seance there where tables were tilting and everything else, and don't you know, I wrote the chapter to this new book called Ghosts of the Quad Cities. And you can go on, Mike McCarthy's book is, you can go on Amazon and order it, but it has sold incredibly. It's a soft cover, and I think the reason is, what better timing to release a book about ghosts than just around Halloween, don't you think, Scott?
Well, that is perfect, and it's interesting, because I had this discussion last week with somebody about, because are there really ghosts? Because I haven't seen one.
No, I haven't either.
So I don't know. What's your opinion?
I haven't either, Scott. I haven't either, and I don't see evidence of ghostly visitations and what have you. But I have to say this, and I've got to be honest with things. I have traveled around the world and been to houses that were purportedly haunted and what have you. But I do believe that some homes do take on a character of an atmosphere that it turns out had traumatic situations take place in them. And I'm not saying that there's some ghostly presence, but I have to tell you, it is uncanny. Some homes take out an atmosphere. Let me tell you a story that of a house in New York, outside of New York City, that was a few blocks from Helen Hayes' home. You remember Helen Hayes was a very famous actress, Scott.
And, I do.
Her house was nearby, and I was alerted about this house, and I said, well, you know, I don't believe in ghosts, but I'd like to see, because some unusual phenomena takes place, I'd like to go to the house. I went to the home, and this is literally a couple of decades ago, and maybe a little over 10 years ago, and I met the owner of the house, a woman who lived there, and we walked around the house, and as I walked with her, I described incidents in each of the places in the house where incidents took place, and she said, Kreskin, we haven't discussed this with the press, but I was reading her thoughts, and I was able to describe the incidents and what have you. Well, she got tremendous publicity, and the house went up for sale, and I brought her on a CBS network show and what have you. And Howard Stern decided, we'll have us, he also had no evidence of ghosts, but he said, if Kreskin wants to, we'll have a seance there, we'll give it a lot of publicity, and what have you. Well, let me finish the story, because one of the sons, out of a stroke of, should we say, genius, just a few days before the seance decided, well, yes, the press can come to my mother's house, but we're going to charge, $100 for each member of the press. Well, Scott, you don't charge the press to attend a publicity scenario. In fact, if anything, this is something that you couldn't purchase, the kind of publicity they were getting. It turned me off. It turned Howard Stern off. He canceled the seance. The press thing never took place. They finally did succeed in selling the house. And it's unheard of in the history of New York City history. But a few years or some months later, the owner of the house, she sold it, had to come back from Florida where she retired and return the money to the people that bought it, because they were angry and said they were not told it was haunted. There were too many incidents that were disturbing their children. And she lost the sale of the house. She finally sold it a second time. But it went to the courts, and she lost the original sale of the house. That's an unheard of story, and a story I can vouch for, because I was part of the whole scene. So I can, I've had some interesting experiences building around haunting, Scott.
You know, Kriskin, what does Halloween in general mean to you to this day?
Well, that's great you bring this up, because it's a great, for me, it's a great holiday. It is the second most popular holiday, you know, after Christmas, the second most popular holiday in this country, and was celebrated. The sad thing is, and it's a gathering together, spirit of things, but the sad thing is today, in many, many cities, including this area, you're not going to have children going out late at night. As we went out, I don't know if you did, Scott, but we went out late at night. Once we filled our bag with and, you know, we were 8, 10, 12 years old, and we did not have adults with us. We just knocked on doors. When they were filled, we brought the bags home and got another bag and went out from house to house till about midnight. But because of the culture changing and the security changing, as I'm sure you're aware of, this is much less common in some parts of the country. I think that's sad, because it was part of a great tradition, and my folks never worried about our security, because we're three or four of us going door to door, and it was hundreds or thousands doing it in different cities. Now they go downtown in major towns during the time when the stores are still open, and some schools have taken people on bus trips around and what have you. But it meant a lot, because it was a great, and it was fun, and it was fun dressing in different costumes. Oh, by the way, wait till you hear this, because you folks can go on my webpage and see the pictures of it. You'll be able to see it tomorrow. There are pictures. One place was a private home in a wealthy area here in New Jersey, of Upper Montclair. And these two gentlemen who owned the house they had me visit as a special... No, they had someone visit as a special surprise guest. And that person was dressed as the amazing Kriskin. Although, if you look at it, as people have said to me, you know, we think that's who that was, the amazing Kriskin. So I went dressed as the amazing Kriskin to the affair, the costume party. And that's the way I went to the party last night, dressed as the amazing Kriskin.
Well, for you, Kriskin, that's a cheap costume.
Well, the cape I had and what have you, I had a ball. And I enjoy festivities like this. And it was a, by the way, there's a historic, of course, background to Halloween, because Houdini, who ironically enough lived to 52, the amount of days in a deck of cards, and you know, certainly one of the legendary vaudeville performers in history and the greatest escape artist, and he died on Halloween. He was in a dressing room in Canada weeks before, and some young college students wanted to see him, and they walked in and they were talking to Houdini, who was lying on a couch reading his fan mail, and they said, "I understand." One of the guys said, "Well, I understand you can take blows in the stomach," and he wasn't paying attention, and his wife wasn't there, and he said, yeah, and they evidently asked him permission, and one kid started to sock him endlessly in the stomach until the others pulled him away. Well, it turned out he continued for days after that with high fevers, and in New York State collapsed on stage and died literally on Halloween because of the complications ensuing by that. So that's a dramatic period of Halloween history.
Mm, a tragic death. Kriskin, what is your favorite type of candy?
I don't eat candy that much, believe it or not. Are you have a spot? You have a candy sponsor?
You know, we don't. So you can go anywhere with this.
Because I like to bring candy to people. Why are you asking me? I can't eat chocolate anymore, but I love marshmallow and things like that.
Well, I was wondering. Now, obviously, this year, after last night, this would not be something you would do, but do you normally pass out candy where you are?
Oh, yes. We're going to do it anyway. My people are going to be here for me. I won't be able to, but they're going to pass out candy, yeah.
No, is there any...
Well, we have all the candies. Yeah, we got candies galore. And by the way, I'm not telling anybody coming to my house that it isn't wanted. they feel it is. You enjoy it because this is one time that ghosts are not going to do any harm, I'll tell you. I'm so, you know, Scott, you're one of my favorite people, and you don't know what a, when I was able to talk again by 5:30 this morning, I said to my secretary, I said, we've got to let Scott know, because I don't cancel dates, you know, and what have you, and fortunately, I gave up the offer this morning that they wanted me to jump out of an airplane with a parachute. I'm joking. Scott, I still have to have my sense of humor, because if I don't have my sense of humor, I'm in damn trouble. By the way, can I tell you one more quick story?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was. I had a program just recently for the Medical Society here in New Jersey, and there's a lot of guests, but it was a private affair. And after the show, these two men came up to me and said, Kreskin, oh, we are from Allentown, Pennsylvania. I said, my father's side of the family from Poland lived in Allentown. I once had 84 relatives there. They said, Kreskin, we wanted to say hello to you because you were called in on a case of ours 2 years ago. And I said, yes, I remember. Let me tell you the story of the case. I have a very high sense of humor. I have a very high sense of hearing. The musicians have been helpful to me, earplugs, because as you I'm sure aware of, many affairs you go to today, especially when there's recorded music, it is so loud that it is deafening, and I have to wear earplugs. So they heard about my hearing, high level of hearing. I walked out on Carnegie Hall a few years ago with a full house of a full evening show, a 2.5 hour show I was doing. And during the opening of my show, two guys said something to each other on the top balcony, I guess the fourth level. And I repeated what they said because I heard them. That's how clear my hearing is. Unfortunately, I can sit in a restaurant and hear a dozen conversations at once. They said, Kreskin, the underworld is coming to a place where the slot machines are played. It's an eating place. We can't be there because they'll recognize us. And we hear about your hearing, this sounds crazy, could you somehow be there and listen to their conversation? Well, I went there, a detective, she spotted them and said, you can go in now. They don't know me, the detective, but they know the rest of the police department. I'll walk by the table in which they're sitting. So I walked and I went to a slot machine. I don't have to play the things. They're noisy as can be. And I pretended to drop something and I looked and glanced and I saw where she was in the place. And the place was filled. The tables were filled with eaters. And I stood in front of my slot machine at the other end of the room, pressing buttons. I didn't know what the hell was going on. And when they left 45 minutes later, I was able to give to the police when they came inside the exact, not the exact, but details of the conversation of those 45 minutes, places, locations, dates, and what have you. So I bump into them a couple of years later in one of my performances. My career has been like an adventure, Scott. That's all I can tell you.
That is fair. And Kreskin, before we let you go on this Halloween morning, that is a fascinating story. I have to ask this on Halloween. Are there any predictions right now that you have, or any upcoming predictions that we should know about?
Well, I will want to talk to you. I will want to talk to you more greatly in about 2 months, because I'm going to have a press conference about my commentaries about what I am concerned about taking place in the United States in the not too many years to come. Part of my predictions are going to be sealed and not opened for 10, 15 years. But I think all of you have kids and teenagers and what have you. I do have some things to say about, because we have an undercurrent not just terrorists from outside the country, but from terrorists that are from within. And thanks to the internet and the fast communications, individuals for the first time in history, as you know and you've discussed, I'm sure, on the air, can create terror in our society. And this is becoming a very serious thing, which I'm going to discuss with you in about a month and a half.
I look forward to it. Kreskin, I'm so happy that you're feeling a little better than last night.
I'm so better.
Oh.
And Part of the healing is to talking to Scott. By the way, folks, I say this all the time, but especially since it's Halloween, thank God I'm not in the presence of Scott live on the air, because then if I start reading his thoughts, oh my God. Scott, have a great Halloween. I'm joking. Have a great Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Kriskin. Thanks for joining us. You take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
The one and only, the amazing Kriskin. Now, here's the thing, because, again, I love Kriskin. He's one of the... Who else would you want to have on Halloween morning? Now, we do have some Halloween trivia here in our final 25 minutes. But last time we had Kriskin on, I don't know what happened. We had him on in the morning, and people liked to hear Kriskin, and they could not hear him through the phone over the air. Now, I heard him okay this morning. Now, did everybody else hear Kriskin okay? Let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 on this Halloween morning. Did you hear the amazing Kriskin okay? I never know. Through my headphones, it sounded okay, but back this past summer, we had some kind of an issue with the amazing Kriskin on the telephone, but I think we got those bugs worked out. So did you hear the amazing Kriskin okay? Did you get all his Halloween messages and Halloween stories? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, and I do want to thank Clint Canterbury for coming in again this morning, Fire Chief, First Consolidated Fire. It's interesting. It's going to be on the ballot next week, and $36 a year. Property tax is what it's all about. New fire station, cut the response time by 10 minutes out in the county, and it's going to be a low voter turnout year. I want everybody to turn out. Everybody who wants to vote needs to vote and should go out and vote at your civic duty. But I know out in the county there's not a whole lot to vote on because there are no county commissioner races. There's really nothing state or national this time on the ballot. So you got to remember that there are these fire levies that are going to be on the ballot. So you need to go out and vote, even if you don't live in the city. I know all the attention right now is going towards city council and the mayoral race. I always say that wrong. But you still got to get out and vote, even if you live in the county. 740-383-9944. Did you hear Kriskin okay? Or maybe you just blocked him out. But I hope you heard him okay, because he did have a lot of interesting stuff to say. What a trooper there to come on after he'd smacked his face on the door last night. I feel bad for him, but thank goodness he was able to make it on with us this morning. Trooper that he is, in the talk show vein, the show must go on. Okay, we've 38 and a half minutes past the hour. We've got Halloween trivia coming up here. Don't forget the Charlie Evers Show today, 10:10 till 12 noon. Glenn Coble with Swap Shop, 12:15 to 1 p.m. And the Adam the Computer Guy Show, 2:15 to 3. And a whole lot of other programming as well. And election coverage next Tuesday from 7:15 until it's all over. So you're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. Okay, here's our Halloween trivia, and we have tickets to the Columbus Zoo if you are interested. Which traditional Halloween game has its origins in a Roman harvest festival that honored the goddess of fruit trees? How about that? Which traditional Halloween game had its origins in a Roman harvest festival that honored the goddess of fruit trees? Is it Pomona? Pomona? Am I saying that right? I'm not up on the Roman goddess of fruit trees, but I think it's Pomona. P-A-M-O-N-A. I believe that's right. So let's see if we can get an answer here. Go ahead, caller.
We think about bobbing for apples.
I was thinking about bobbing for apples. Now, did you know that right off the top of your head?
It makes sense.
Well, that was
Down
good.
Little children, hold them under.
that was good. Now, do you know anything about Pomona?
Who?
Well, apparently that's the Roman goddess of fruit trees.
Okay.
Okay. Well, would you like a prize today?
Yeah, I'd give you zoo tickets.
Zoo tickets? We shall do that on this. You got any big plans for Halloween?
No.
No? Okay.
Stay dry. Well, in the house.
Well, yeah, that is Halloween. In it always is. Rainy and cold. That's the forecast for Halloween.
Evening.
Yeah. What's your name, sir?
Harry? Klein.
Harry Klein.
We've met.
Oh, we have, yeah. Harry, did you hear Clint this morning? Clint Canterbury.
That's... No, the other guy. What do you call him? Creskin?
Oh, Creskin, yeah. Did you hear Creskin?
Yeah, I did. I got an old 1972 J.C. Penney AM/FM track cassette receiver, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's a real good one.
So could you hear Creskin okay?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. Well, Harry, you know our times here are 8 until 1 today and tomorrow, and you have 10 days to pick those up.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
All right. Thank you. Harry Klein, he's already got it. We just got one question out of the bag here. Which Halloween game has its origins in a Roman harvest festival that honored the goddess of fruit trees, Pomona? It was bobbing for apples. There you go. Let's continue with the Halloween trivia here. What does the word hallow mean in relation to Halloween? Now, do you say Halloween or do you say Halloween? Now, I think most people say Halloween, but it's actually Halloween. So, what does the word hallow, H-A-L-L-O-W, mean in relation to the word Halloween? What does that mean? Okay, I'll give you a couple more questions here. 740-383-9944. We got zoo tickets here. Or if you just want to call in and answer and be a smart person today, you can do that as well on this Halloween rainy, dreary morning. What type of demon originating from Arab mythology supposedly robs graveyards and feeds on human beings? Now, isn't that a thing? Here's the question. What type of demon originating from Arab mythology supposedly robs graveyards and feeds on human beings? What is that? And here's the other question to give you three in the Halloween trivia. From which other two words do we get the word bonfire? From which other two words do we get the word bonfire? So what two words make up bonfire? That's what we're looking for. Does anybody know what those two words are? I did not realize bonfire was a compound word, but apparently it is. So, does anybody know what two words make up bonfire? 740-383-9944. So the three questions, Halloween trivia here we have on the table. What does the word hallow mean in relationship to Halloween? What type of demon originating from Arab mythology supposedly robs graveyards and feeds on human beings? And from which other two words do we get the word bonfire? What two words make up the word bonfire? It's a compound word. What are the two words? I'll give you one more question because those are kind of hard questions. According to legend, what does it mean if you see a spider on Halloween? Does anybody know that? Maybe people will see a spider today. According to legend, what does it mean if you see a spider on Halloween? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. Columbus Zoo tickets here. Harry Klein's already got a pair of those. Or if you just want to call in and answer the question, we appreciate that as well. So four questions here. According to legend, what does it mean to see a spider on Halloween? From which other two words do we get the word bonfire? What type of demon originating from Arab mythology supposedly robs graveyards and feeds on human beings? And what does the word hallow mean in relationship to Halloween? Those are the questions on this Halloween morning. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answers to those questions? Does anybody have any big plans tonight for Halloween? You know, I don't know. I think people probably give out the little candies, but I know there used to be an area in town that people would go to that they would give up the give out the big candy bars. And I cannot remember what that area of town was where they would give out the big candy bars. And I also remember that Marion used to have a Halloween parade many years ago. And I think that's been done away with. Now, I think Prospect still has the Halloween parade, but I don't think Marion does. And as a matter of fact, I think I saw where Prospect had postponed their whole Halloween festivities. I think, I don't want to say it wrong, but I think it's till early November, which obviously starts tomorrow. But I don't think it's tomorrow. Has anybody heard about Prospect canceling Halloween tonight and rescheduling it? I think I heard that somewhere. Now, Marion has not, to my knowledge. Go ahead, caller.
Have you got how many different kinds of donuts yet?
Oh, no, we haven't got that. No, we haven't got that question yet.
Let's see, I guess 95, 120, let's guess 115.
It's a little less than 115. Now, are you passing out candy tonight for Halloween?
I don't think so, because it's going to rain. I did that, I think, one year, nobody came, and I had about $20 worth of candy. So, now, if they had it a different day, yes, but I'm not going to sit out in the rain and get a cold and do that.
Now, have you heard anything about the people over in Prospect moving the date of Halloween? I think I heard that somewhere.
I don't know, but if Saturday's nicer, they should have an alternative. Like, if it's going to rain, do it before or a little bit after. And because you don't want your kids out in that rain, and they almost have to go, you know, out in it door to door. And I know it's not on Halloween because we always win Halloween, but, you know, you don't want them down sick, so.
Well, that's true, and hopefully the kids bundle up tonight because as far as I know, it's still going on in Marion tonight, 5:30 to 7:30, I believe is the time, and we just hope everybody's safe, that they wear bright-colored clothes and that they have reflectors on if they have a dark costume, and that, of course, they have people check their candy before they eat it.
Now, Scott, I guess 95, and I've guessed some others, I guess 120, and you said if you're around 5, you'll take it, right?
Right, and I 120 is not within 5 at this point.
Okay, well, I'm shopping, so I'm going to get off here, and maybe somebody will call in a guest.
Maybe. Thank you.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Happy Halloween. All right. We have got the phone lines open here, 47, 48, coming up on 48 minutes past the hour. We've got time here. What does the word hallow mean in relation to Halloween? What type of demon originating from Arab mythology supposedly robs graveyards and feeds on human beings? From which other two words do we get the word bonfire? It's a compound word. What two words do we get the word bonfire? According to legend, what does it mean if you see a spider on Halloween? I'd like somebody to guess at that one. I think that's interesting. What does it mean, according to legend, if you see a spider on Halloween? And I'll give you another one. In which country did Halloween originate? Does anybody know which country Halloween originated? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'll throw another one in, considering this is Halloween trivia, and we probably won't be doing this tomorrow. According to legend, what special ability are people who were born on Halloween supposed to possess? So if you were born on Halloween, what special ability are you supposed to be able to possess? It's kind of interesting. It's kind of like that spider question. What, if you're visited by a spider on Halloween, what is that supposed to mean? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have memories of the old Marion Halloween parades? Or do you have a memory of Halloween past? Because a lot of people used to pull pranks on Halloween night. We know that this went on for many, many years. This used to be a big prank night. I think Kreskin even talked a little bit about that earlier on. Does anybody remember something that happened to them on a Halloween. Maybe a nice costume that they wore, or a type of candy that they got, or... You know, people used to pass out different things, too. People used to pass out caramel apples. People used to pass out popcorn balls. I remember when popcorn balls were a big deal. People used to pass out money. I remember people used to pass out money. I remember when there was a scare about people putting stuff in candy there in the 80s. I think that came about. I remember people giving away McDonald's gift certificates, like ice cream cones and hamburgers and kids' meals and things like that. Do people still do stuff like that? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is there anybody out there old enough to remember the old Halloween parades that used to take place here in Marion? I don't know where they were, and I don't know if they were organized by the city or the county, or if people just got together in their costumes and did it. I'm not really sure how it all happened, but I do know that it used to happen. So do you have any memories of Halloween past? 740-383-9944. And I often always wondered about the stuff being put in candy, because it would seem to me that I don't know if that ever happened or not, because if the candy was opened, I would hope you wouldn't eat it if it looked open, or that somebody had fooled around with it, that it wasn't the shape it was supposed to be. I would hope you would throw the candy away. So I never understood the whole thing with people putting stuff in candy. Does anybody remember how that all came about? Because that's been a hysteria that's been probably 40 years now. That's been a hysteria associated with Halloween. But I don't really know how that all got started. Because I try to think how, because what is it, what, oh, there used to be something that they said was put in candy. Oh, razor blades. That was it. That people were putting razor blades in candy. Well, how do you get a razor blade in candy? I mean, I guess you could put them in an apple, but how many people give out apples anymore? I just never understood the whole razor blade in candy thing. Because if somebody gave you, let's say, a Butterfinger or a Milky Way or a Nestle Crunch or a Snickers, you would have to open up the package to put a razor blade in there. I think you would notice that something like that had been done. But I don't know how that all got started. I really don't. I mean, have your candy checked out. I even think that there are places that will x-ray your candy if you want them to. But I don't know how that ever got started, because I've never heard of a story of it actually happening. Now, maybe I just missed it, and it was in a whole nother area, but, you know, better safe than sorry, but I just don't remember that. 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944 on this Halloween morning. Does anybody have these memories? What does the word hallow mean in relationship to Halloween? What type of demon originating from Arab mythology supposedly robs graveyards and feeds on human beings? From which other two words do we get the word bonfire? It's a compound word. According to legend, what does it mean if you see a spider on Halloween? What does it mean if you see a spider? In which country did Halloween originate? Does anybody know in which country Halloween originated? According to legend, what special ability are people who were born on Halloween supposed to possess? Is there anybody out there who was born on Halloween who might possess this ability that you're supposed to be able to possess on Halloween? Nice and rainy, nice and cold, as it normally is on Halloween. Although not as cold this morning as I thought it was going to be. I think it's going to get colder as the day goes on. And I know tomorrow morning it's supposed to be somewhat cold. But, you know, hopefully it won't be too bad. 54 minutes past the hour, coming up on 55. Do you have a Halloween memory that sticks out in your mind? Or is everybody out this morning buying candy, getting ready for the big Halloween celebration that will come later tonight, 5:30 to 7:30 here in Marion? And I do believe Prospects has been postponed because of weather, but I don't know what time it's been postponed to. Maybe somebody will let us know. 740-383-9944. Halloween time here in the United States. And I believe, as Kreskin said earlier on, it is still the second most popular event. Because I don't think Halloween is considered a holiday. I mean, it's not a holiday. It's just an event. But I believe it's the second most popular event behind Christmas every year. But I don't know how candy got associated with it. I don't know how apples got associated with it. I don't know how caramel apples got associated with it. I don't know how these events all took place, but I know that, by and large, it has made for very popular times here in the United States that have went on for many, many years. But do you know where Halloween came from? Do you know what country that Halloween actually originated from? So much so that we still celebrate it today, obviously. Can you imagine what country it would have started in? Do want to remind everybody that we do have prize pickup from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And coming up this morning, 10:10 a.m. until 12 noon, it's the Charlie Evers Show. 12:15 to 1, it's Swap Shop with Glenn Coble. And 2:15 to 3, it's the Adam the Computer Guy Show. Now, have you been enjoying the Swap Shop? You know, we brought this program here to WWGH Radio after Tradio kind of went by the wayside a few weeks ago. Go ahead, caller.
It originated in Ireland.
It did originate in Ireland. Now, do you know this? I don't know the story behind that, but do you know why it did?
I've heard of it, but I can't remember. And the treat is the candy is the treat.
It is the but why candy? Why not like a piece of cake?
Oh, and they used to give out apples, but they totally quit giving out apples because you could put things in apples and hide them and that kind of stuff.
Had you ever heard of anything actually being put in the candy?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
How do they do that?
Inject it with a needle or something like that through the wrapper, and you can't see it, and, you know, different things. There's things put in apples. I don't know why people do that, but it's just stupid.
Isn't there can't you go to, like, the hospital or something and now get your candy x-rayed?
Yep.
Yeah, I think they will do that.
Started that several years ago.
Yeah, so you just go to the emergency room? Is that where you go?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye. That is right. Halloween did start in Ireland. Now, what the story is behind that, I have no idea. But it did start in Ireland. But yeah, I think the hospital does x-ray candy tonight. Which is a good thing, because you never know what could happen. I guess you could inject with needles. What an awful thing that would be to do. So better safe than sorry. If your candy looks tampered with or anything of that nature, get your candy x-rayed and don't risk it. It's certainly not worth it. But a big thing with Halloween now, because it's dark and rainy, as it's going to be today, is you've got to wear bright colored clothes. You've got to wear your coat so you don't get sick. You've got to do all these things. Got about a minute and a half left. 740-383-9944 on this Halloween morning. Does anybody know, according to legend, what special ability people born on October 31st have? Halloween? Does anybody know what it means if you get visited by a spider on Halloween today? Does anybody know what two words come together to form the word bonfire? What two words those are? Does anybody know what the word hallow means in relationship to Halloween? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. We've given away some zoo tickets this morning. And we appreciate all the participation. We also thank First Consolidated Fire Chief Clint Canterbury for coming in this morning, filling us in on the levy for next Tuesday, the big election. big issues there, and we thank the amazing Kreskin after his harrowing night last night, slamming into a door, making it up early with us this morning, regaining his speech, and coming on the program. Well, that's going to do it for me. You have a wonderful, happy Halloween. Charlie Evers is right around the corner. Don't go anywhere.
Donald Trump, who's going to carry Ohio tonight?
Well, I don't know. I think it's close. I assume Kasich probably will win. He's the governor. But I also find it curious that John Kasich has lost, I think, all 20 FinN or 22 or his caucuses and primaries. He's lost. He's not won